There's a giant patch of garbage floating in the Pacific Ocean, somewhere between Oregon and Hawaii. Some say it's as big as the state of Texas. The plastic and the plankton in this marine garbage dump usually spin in a slow, lazy circle, but this year, strong southwesterly winds have tossed refuse from the garbage patch onto western beaches of the United States. Oceanographer Kurt Ebbesmeyer is editor of the Beachcombers Alert newsletter, and he joins us from the studios of KUOW in Seattle. Thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Scott.
You have called this the event of the century.
That's right. We have things that are washing up that we haven't seen for 50 years.
Amelia Earhart?
Nothing like that, but we have glass balls that have writing on them that haven't been made since the 50s. And we interviewed old-timers that have said they've seen events like this where unusual amounts come up, but nothing of this magnitude.
Now, the glass balls were something that fishing fleets used to use?
A long time ago, they used to use wooden floats to suspend fishing nets. And then beginning about 1911, the Japanese started using glass fishing floats. And they produced something like 100 million of them. And about June of 2002, I began to be deluged with these reports of glass balls. And my friend Jim Ingram started running his computer model, and it showed that winds were indeed pushing the garbage patch up against North America.
What is the climatic event that's causing all this, or is that to be determined?
The cause is a mystery. All we can really see right now is that we had this really long half year of persistent southwest winds. We don't know the cause of that, and we're just starting to look into it. I have a feeling that it's a worldwide climate shift, but I can't prove that.
Can you see this garbage patch?
That's a good question. The people who do see it are the sailors, and they avoid the area because the patch is underneath the high-pressure cell that sailors avoid because of lack of wind. And every now and then, sailors will try to go through it, and they'll have to turn their motor on. But the lack of wind makes the water glassy. And when you get into very calm seas, you can see everything that's floating because it's just still. And when that happens, those are the people that can best see it. And they'll say they see miles and miles of glass floats and all kinds of garbage. But normally, the ocean is wavy, and as soon as you get waves higher than a few inches, it's hard to see the garbage floating out there. That's one of the reasons you don't hear about it much.
Thanks, Mr. Ebbesmeyer.
Thanks, Scott.
Kurt Ebbesmeyer is a Seattle-based oceanographer and editor of the Beachcombers Alert newsletter.